former United Nations ambassador and South Carolina governor Nikki Haley is running for president. She announced her campaign today in a video.
You should know this about me. I don't put up with bullies. And when you kick back, it hurts them more if you're wearing heels. I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
She's the second person to declare her candidacy for the Republican nomination in 2024. NPR political correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben joins us for more. Hey, Danielle.
Hey there.
So it's no secret that Haley planned to run for president. What's the reaction been like since she announced this morning?
Well, it's been pretty quiet among people who might still jump in, and there's a lot of those people. I mean, you get the sense that people like Senator Tim Scott, also of South Carolina, former Vice President Mike Pence, you get the sense that they're just keeping their powder dry and waiting until they may announce. But there have been a couple responses. One was from the Make America Great Again PAC, which supports Donald Trump. They put out a statement that says, Nikki Haley is just another career politician. She started out as a never-Trumper before resigning to serve in the Trump administration. So they're trying to say that she's disingenuous. Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee put out a statement that said, Haley's entrance kicks off a messy 2024 primary race. And they also added, everyone get your popcorn. So Democrats are ready to watch Republicans really fight this out.
Mm-hmm. So remind us briefly of Nikki Haley's track record in politics.
Sure. So she served in the South Carolina State House for 6 years. Then she won the governorship in 2010. And she held the governorship for 6 years before leaving to become Donald Trump's UN ambassador. That's a very, very quick rundown. But maybe one of the most interesting parts of her track record is her record on Trump, because she was very vocally anti-Trump as of 2016. She campaigned for Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who was running for the presidency then. Then she went to serve in the Trump administration. She left the Trump administration and criticized Trump about January 6th, and then later said, we need him in the Republican Party. So this is a big thing she's going to have to address, is what do you want the Republican Party to be?
Lots of flip-flopping.
I should add, in this video today, she doesn't mention Trump, even having served under him.
Huh, interesting. Now, just quickly, we only have a few seconds left, but her parents are Indian immigrants, something that she brought up in her campaign video. You know, she's also talking about them coming to America was the best decision she ever made. But, you know, her time in the Trump administration, there was a lot of anti-immigrant rhetoric. Has she responded to any of that?
Well, so in her announcement video, she stresses that, yes, she is a woman of color. She's the daughter of immigrants. But she very crucially gives zero hint that her race or her gender make her approach politics any differently. She seems to be trying to say that she's different, but she's the same, that she's trying to unite a Republican Party. But, of course, the Republican Party has a lot of different factions right now. Who knows if she can do that?
NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben talking to us about Nikki Haley running for president. Danielle, thank you.
Of course.